This podcast is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Commercial, the right partner. Friday, November 21, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Gold major AngloGold Ashanti has entered into a $1 billion term loan facility agreement with Standard Chartered Bank to refinance its convertible bond. On Friday, the gold producer reported that the term facility was available to be drawn during February, so as to repay its $1 billion convertible bond, which was to be paid on February 27th. The term facility was for an initial one-year period from the first drawdown in February, but was extendable to November 30, 2010, if needed by the gold producer. Deb Swana, the world's biggest diamond-producing company by value, said that it would reduce output to match the prevailing level of demand for rough diamonds on the back of the global financial crisis. The company said the credit crisis was affecting the mining sector worldwide and that Deb Swana is not likely to be spared the adverse effects of this development. Deb Swana, which is a 50-50 joint venture between the government of Botswana and De Beers Group, produces about 33 million carats of the precious stones a year, which it sells to its marketing arm, Diamond Trading Company, for further exports to the global market. Also making headlines, Implat shelves its share buyback program and reviews its capital expenditure. Citigroup says Century Zinc Mine may not close. Australia's Grange Resources gets approval for the Australian Bulk Minerals merger. And Mvela and Northam's shares drop after Implat says the financial turmoil has complicated its bid. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.